I saw when I awoke, a glow upon the snow-swept ground, vague light behind the smoke of chimneys, comb, or rooftops, chill and bare. With unblinking eyes, she gazed at me, a dead and frigid stare. I cowered beneath a woolen cloak, neath the quilted down, quailed below the frosty look of gray and mottled frown of an ancient reflection, nothing more. Yet somehow, it kept me on the cot, afraid to brave the floor. I hope that I was foolish, all my thoughts were out of base. There was no cause for a fear of that dull and ashen face looking down on this terrestrial ball. And so I resolved to rise and stride manfully through my hall. Covers were flung up and away from my courageous self. I reached with unwieldy hands for a light upon the shelf beside the bed, but nothing there was found. Thus indecision firm held me fast, and then I heard a sound. Creatures which stir only at night under the goddess ring. Monsters, goblins, and ogres growl, looking forward to the pain brought by their ugly faces to my mind. These things had come to throttle me in the dark where I was blind. Then all at once, through shuttered eyes, I saw the trumpet blast. Majesty had roused himself to take back the land at last, from innumerable foes, so it seemed. I felt no shame in my cowardice. By grace, I am.